we are blessed to basically now five of us will be able to participate, and we are really looking forward to meet the Pope, to really share with him our faith, our love in God, and to really make our hearts full of faith in this special day.
Did you see Pope John Paul II when he was here in this region?
Yes, basically, I was a refugee in that time from Bosnia. I was born in Bosnia, and I came in Zagreb in Croatia just a few days. It was in 1994 in September. And I came there, and there was around a million of people there. It was really a great day, and it changed my view on faith, and I really found myself blessed to come in Croatia and to meet Pope basically just a few days after my arrival in Croatia.
What was happening in, you said you came from Bosnia-Herzegovina, what was happening then that made you flee? I mean, what exactly in 1994 was happening there?
Basically, that was the end of the war. I was in the war, basically the kid. I wasn't involved in the war, in the fight, but I was deeply wounded by everything what happened in the war, and all those bad things that were happening to all of us are basically started to heal with this arrival of Pope Paul II in that time. Then I really met a church in deepest way, and it started, I would say, changes in my life that basically are still in progress.
And so many Croatians, or people from Croat ethnic background, they fled Bosnia and Herzegovina, and they're now here in Croatia. What was the welcome like for Croatians here? It must have been difficult, no homes to move into, and all the social problems that you all faced.
Yes, from that side, but from the other side, Croatia basically made us citizens from Croatia automatically, because we were that was our ethnic background, exactly. And as a refugee from Bosnia at the beginning, we had the support from the state, from the country. I was a student at that time. Basically, everything was for free for me. And I also had support from the church directly, financial one, from some nice family from Germany. So all that made me possible to study, to become an engineer, and hopefully make myself a money to have a flat and to raise my family, and to have now a really nice life.
What challenges do Croatian families today like yours face?
I think quite similar that we already do have in other Western or all over the world. Basically, the family does not have the value as it was before. There are a lot of single people around us that underestimates the value of the family, mostly because they didn't have family where they were growing up, that it was not a real family, real community, a real place of love and relationship that was growing on love. And from that point of view, marriage is at the moment like something that is old-fashioned things. The family itself is like something that is necessary, but there's nothing nice. Someone see that as a prison. So there are a lot of different impacts that ruin the picture of the family that basically the church promotes in right way. So I would say that there are a lot of threats, But with such church that we have here, and as you know, it's quite strong, it's quite really connected with the people, we really do have a great ground to stay with and basically to strengthen our faith and our way how to build up our own family.
You know, I get the feeling here that this is an extremely dynamic pastoral ambiance. The priests are really, really active. There's so many young people here who are, they're singing in the chapel. They're all of them, you know, volunteers out on the streets giving out T-shirts and, you know, postcards and whatever. Everybody's out there welcoming. Everybody wants, seems to me, they want to participate in this. Why is there so much enthusiasm amongst young people for the church?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely, after the communism, after this change that happened 20 years ago in our political situation, that we came in the position and the church came in the position to promote the Jesus and his message to the people freely. And we have now basically great impact of the church in our elementary schools, in our society, in many levels. And those young kids and the youth basically already grow up with the positive vibrations that come from the church. We have a gap, generation gap. People who now have between 30 and 50 years didn't have chance to hear any messages from the church. The church was basically quite closed before in the communism. And now it came out 20 years ago, and basically all those young people that you see around are much more close to the church. They share much closely the values that the church itself promotes. So I think that's quite important reason from that side. Another thing here, we really have great young priests that makes the whole thing makes the Bible and the words from Bible quite close to the thinking of today's young people. And also the music, it's much now closer. It also makes them attracted on the church, on the Saint Masses, and so on.
And what do you hope Pope Benedict will be bringing as a message to the family here in Croatia?
Well, I really do hope that his words will be listened to from whole community, from all state, from all country, that a family is really the nutshell, the most important part of the society that should be carried and valued as it really deserves, and that such words made from his own mouth will really have the impact on the majority of the people to start thinking, yes, that's something what we should value and to put it as an important thing in our upcoming years based on many aspects of on our lives, to really build up the family, to give a new life, to give new people to the society, and to, at the end, brings a new positive love in the whole country.